Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel Bobby. Without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, man, I still got that cough. Still got that cough. We're on our whirlwind tour here in Buffalo, New York. Had a great event last night. I'm sitting by the, it looks like it's an outdoor pool, but the pool's covered up, so they don't swim here, I guess. I got a fountain behind me. I got open skies above me. We're staying, I hate to tell you this. No, I don't. Five-star hotel. Now, five-star, I don't even know what. My wife and I, we get like half of a star hotel when we go. I don't know how you guys are, right? We get a bed. We hope it has a shower, maybe a bar of soap and a towel. That's about all we're looking for in a hotel. But they put us, the folks who put this thing on, put us up in a five-star hotel called, I don't even know the name of this place. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Of course, everything's really, really expensive, right? That's the way those five-star hotels work, too. And so I got up this morning and I was trying to find some place to do the show where I wouldn't bother everybody down the lobby eating food and running around and a lot of noise playing down there. And so popped up bright and early and I'm outside, sort of outside here in this this hotel. I can't even remember the name of this thing. Excuse me. I'm sorry, man. I've been a week. I see Ohio Brett and Steve Deck. You know what's really been good, really encouraged my heart, man? Is no matter where we go, some of you guys show up. It's just so encouraging. And I bet we had guessing now, 10, maybe 15 Pass the Salt folks here in Buffalo, New York last night. Surge, you guys know Surge. Surge got on the phone. This thing was organized in 2 days. 2 days, this event we had last night. And we made about two different presentations last night, both of them of a crowd of, oh, maybe 100, 150, two different times, two different crowds. So we had maybe 300 people that came yesterday, and there was only 2 days' notice. We didn't even know we were coming here till Tuesday, and yet they were able to get 200 people in here. Surge was really one of the movers and shakers because he lives up here, right? And he got the word out, and boy, those people came in, and I was greatly, greatly encouraged. And I don't want to spend all day talking about the Christian Revolution, but this all ties together. So let me, hey, they're opening the pool. Oh, is that a pool or a hot tub? Man, they just opened it up for us. Wow. So come along, throw me in it. And where do I start here? I got some really, it's a flea flicker Friday. But I got some stuff I really want to show you here real quickly before we go. Number one, Spencer, it doesn't matter. Did you guys see this? Did you see that Texas passed a heartbeat bill? And everybody said, in fact, it's been everybody screaming on what do they call those guys? The abolish human abortion now, folks. They've all been screaming, what a waste of time. They'll never, ever do it. Their courts will overthrow it. Those heartbeat bills, they'll never work, blah, 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 blah. Well, Texas heartbeat bill went into effect on September 1, meaning what? You cannot do an abortion in Texas if you detect a heartbeat. And they've tried to do they've got one here in Ohio, and federal judges put stays on them and all that stuff. People have been laughing, making fun of, oh, you guys pushing those heartbeat bills. Those things aren't going to work. They're just going to overturn them. Well, yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, maybe it is now, the Supreme Court of the United States had the opportunity to, Planned Parenthood, I think it was, filed an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. saying it's unconstitutional for a heartbeat bill. Did you see what the Supreme Court said? They said nothing, meaning they refused to hear the case. Now, folks, that is an unbelievable kaboom. You understand what that means? That the U.S. Supreme Court now recognizes that the right to regulate abortion is a state's issue.
Boom.
It's not a federal government issue. It's not a federal government issue. So the fact that they want to have abortions in Illinois doesn't mean they can have abortions in Texas. It's up to each individual state to determine what they're going to be. So all those naysayers who've been saying that, you know, heartbeat bills don't work, they're still going to murder babies. Well, Texas, abortion is almost, it will be so devastating to the folks in Texas, Planned Parenthood, and those who do abortions. I don't know if they'll be able to stay open. But the big thing is, the Supreme Court did not step in and put a stay. They didn't. They didn't even hear it. That's a lot. So I want to salute all those people out there who have been working hard on heartbeat bills. And no, there's more to it than that, right? We have to go beyond just heartbeat bills. Because certainly when you use heartbeat bills, then the babies that don't have heartbeats, you're saying it's okay to kill them because they don't have a heartbeat. We want to abolish all abortion, all human abortion. But the idea that we can get rid of abortion incrementally, it appears that's the case. So it'd be interesting to see what some of those, maybe there's one in here, abolish human abortion folks, what they would say. Hey, Dale, what would you say about that, Dale? I mean, you're elbow deep in the abortion battle.
Coach. Here's my deal about this. Until America repents, and this is I was sharing this with Rusty. I said, God wants abortion, murdering children to stop. And when we refuse to do it God's way, God says, well, let me show you how I do it. I send storms like Katrina. I send storms like Ida. Guess what? Ida came in and wiped out the strip clubs, the abortion clinics, the bar. See, God is heavy-handed when he hits. That's my position on that. Now, I'm all for those who are fighting at all ends. I'm not going to chew my brother's leg off despite my faith on stuff like that. But you know, I know, unless God's people begin to repent of this kind of wickedness and tolerating it, God's got more disaster than our federal government's got relief.
I'm with you on that one, brother. So the idea, see, this was a clear signal to the states that they have the right to end abortion. We don't know if the state had said, if Texas had passed a bill saying no abortions in Texas, how the Supreme Court would have ruled on that. We don't know. But it appears to me that the Supreme Court says it's a states' rights issue. It's not a federal issue. Like, should the federal government be in charge of appendix surgery? Who can have appendicitis surgery? Who can have the wisdom teeth pulled? Is that the job of the federal government? No, it isn't. That whole Roe versus Wade thing, God, it's all part of the stealing and the scheming to destroy the American society through the courts. I'm going to talk more about that here in a second. So that's some good news. Let me go back over my shoulder again here. And again, this is a real flea flicker Friday. It's chilly here. Man, it's chilly. Of course, we're up at Buffalo right on Lake Erie. It's probably always somewhat chilly up here. I was up late last night. Michelle, if you're watching, I was up late. And I was up late because when we got done with yesterday's event, we just kind of all matriculated to what they call the bar. And although it wasn't we weren't in there pounding away the booze, that's where we gathered. And we gathered, boy, we had some great discussions there last night. And we know that this ChristianRevolution.net, if you pull that up for me, Spencer, real quickly, ChristianRevolution.net. Folks, this went live yesterday. We finally got it live. We introduced it last night. We're going to go to Tulsa and Dallas and one other next week as well. That these things are being set up by people above my pay grade. They're those who see the value in what we're doing, and they are organizing these rallies for us all across America. So we had 200, maybe 300 people last night with 2 days' notice, and they came. Now, we saw this though last night. Oh, they all get really, really nervous when we show up at the event last night. They're afraid the protesters were going to come. See, it's exactly how the left works. They want to shut your mouth. No matter what they do, they'll demonstrate, do all that. Now, they didn't do any of that last night, but they're going to continue to do this as this thing grows. Stay right there, man, Spencer. So, friends, I'd like you to do this for me today, for us today, after we discussed all this yesterday. Right to the donate button now works. Click on that, Spence. Click on that. We'd rather you do a donate online than a check, because we get a record of your email and all that kind of stuff when you do that. And we're putting together an army of people. We had there's 300 people in that room last night who probably didn't even know each other, right? And so as we expand these things all across America, we're gonna build out our Salt and Light brigades from these lists of people who are giving us $100. So we'd like you to be able to do the same thing. It is live now. Remember, it is thechristianrevolution.net. Don't just put Christian Revolution, because it's going to take you to a different website. Thechristianrevolution.net. And the people in the room last night really, really, really got it. They were applauding. And the number of people came up to us afterwards, some of them in tears, because they are about to lose their job. How long are we going to continue to allow this happen to fellow brothers and sisters? And we've been convinced we're the most discriminated against majority in American history. Christians, there's more of us in America than any other religion, and yet we're treated like second-class citizens. Separation between the church and state. You're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to pray. We're not allowed to do blah, blah. Get the religion out of the schools. Folks, we're the majority, and we're being chased around by barking dog minorities. And that's why I believe these things are going to really, really expand and go. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that. Ohio Brett did a really, really good job as the MC last night. He's a natural for doing that. Sherry Tenpenny was a freaking rock star. God bless Sherry Tenpenny. Man, oh, man, oh, man. The facts that she laid out for us last night, again, was unbelievable. We had a lot of people in the room. Now, I want to show you something else, because we met last night a guy named Juan O'Savin. Now, some of you maybe know who Juan O'Savin is. We got it up on the screen right now. This is not Juan's website. And we've been communicating with him for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, as we're trying to set up the ChristianRevolution.net. We've been in communication with Juan. And Juan O'Savin and his crew are the ones who basically put this event on for us here last night. They rented the building. They did all that stuff. And then Juan and his crew are setting up the things. We're going to Oklahoma. We're going to go to Dallas. We're going to go other. We're taking this as a road show, taking it on the road. And so I was speaking to the people last night, and some guy comes. I mean, the room is pretty well crowded. Some guy comes in and sits down about the second row, got on a green shirt, sits down there for a while. And I'm doing my thing and explaining to people what's going on. And all of a sudden, this guy in his green shirt gets up and comes to me and takes the microphone. I thought, who the hell's this? Because I'd never seen him. And all of a sudden, I realize this is Juan. This is Juan O'Savin. So I got this website up here just so y'all can. Some of you never heard of him. In QAnon circles, Juan O'Savin he's the man. He's the man in QAnon, government conspiracy stuff. Juan O'Savin is the man. He's at the heartbeat of it all. And he's very, very connected to others. And that's why what we're about to do is going to expand really, really quickly. But I wanted to see this real quick. Maybe you can just scroll down this thing. There were people who said that Juan O'Savin, they've been saying this for, he's been on the scene for about 2 years anyway. They've been saying that Juan O'Savin was J.F. Kennedy Jr. That's what a lot of people say, because you can never see the guy. He does all kinds of podcasts. He's going to come on and do our podcast. But like last night, as soon as he got up to speak, he asked everybody, turn your cameras off. Nobody, don't be filming. Don't be filming, because he says there's a lot of security reasons why. Anyway, I'm saying all that. For those of you who don't know who Juan O'Savin is, maybe you can put this link in the chat for everybody there, Spencer, and you guys can check it out on your own. So this is the website that I'm giving you right now is just nothing more than a website that's talking about a conspiracy theory. I looked at Juan O'Savin last night. I don't think he's JFK Jr. I don't know. I don't know. What would a guy look like? I don't know. Yeah. Steve Dex holding one up. I don't know if you guys can see him. He's holding up a picture of what people believe is JFK Jr. I don't know. So I don't want to get into that thinking that we were with JFK Jr. last night. I'm simply trying to explain to you who Juan O'Savin is. And Juan O'Savin is very, very connected in, I don't know if you would call it the Q movement. I don't know what you would call it. But he is very well connected in the upper echelons of a patriot movement that's going on in America. So the only reason I'm telling you this is so that as somebody says, who's Juan O'Savin? You'll have a little bit of information on him. We sat together last night watching the Ohio State Buckeyes down in the bar. I hate to use that term. And, man, Brett talked to him for hours and hours. And he's just he's a good guy to have on our team. Hey, Brett, you want to comment at all anything about your time there with Juan? Because I know that you're eyeball to eyeball with him for quite a while. Okay, Brett stepped away then. There he is. There he's coming back. Hey, Brett. Yeah, I just called your number there, man. Just share with everybody.
Hey, we're up. Hey, call that play, Coach. Hey, the ChristianRevolution.net, and I want to say a special thank you to our Air Force Commander Silver. Thank you for pounding Buffalo with prayer and leading that team, because you guys laid down some heavy prayer, and boy, did our God deliver. Praise be to God. Buffalo, first match was lit for the ChristianRevolution.net. The first match was lit in Buffalo, and what a special night, and so many different stories that came forward. And after the show today, we're doing a Jericho march at the Buffalo Bills, the NFL football team, Buffalo Bills Stadium. We had so many different groups that are rallying right now. We might have 200 nurses there, one lady said. So we're going to be doing a Jericho march around the Buffalo Bills Stadium.
And Brett, I was talking there while you stepped away about you were bending Juan O'Savin's ear for quite a while last night. What's your take on him, Brett?
I think that he's a man of the Lord.
And I do too.
Studies scripture. That's number one to me. Amen. And also, what a generous Joseph of Arimathea type of guy that he is funding this launch of the ChristianRevolution.net. And folks, all we need is a little push, because we believe that 1 million, 5 million, 10 people will send 10 bucks or 100 bucks or whatever they can. And we'll be good stewards of those dollars to get the attorneys, to do that vision of the healthcare. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wants to buy hospitals, folks.
You know what else she wants to buy? She wants to buy a factory to make ivermectin. Did you guys know? Because they're trying, the FTC or whoever they are, they're doing everything they can to get ivermectin off of the shelves. They don't want people taking ivermectin. And as I said in the pre-show, I want you folks to think about this. If you have someone that you love has COVID, or whatever that even means anymore, and you are on your loved one is on death's door, and you hear that maybe ivermectin works, maybe, you don't know, but you know this, your husband's dying, he's going to die if somebody doesn't do something, and doctors will not prescribe ivermectin. They will not, whatever their protocol says, no, can't use ivermectin. Folks, if you're on death's door, do you care if you take some ivermectin, which might make you sick? It's craziness, right? First of all, it won't make you sick. And yes, I'll say it again. I take it regularly. Dr. Sherry takes it regularly. Ivermectin. Now, I got some emails yesterday. I've been talking about this. I don't know how long. How long have I been talking about ivermectin? And Dr. Sherry said to us again last night, you better stock up on ivermectin. You better stock up on it because it's going to be pulled off of the shelves. You say, where do I get it? Well, you get it at Farm and Fleet. You get it at any place that would sell any type of animal products. Ivermectin. And you say, how much do you take? Well, yeah. First of all, I don't know if you can take too much. I don't know if you can overdose on ivermectin. I don't know. It's a horse paste. And I take, you see my little finger? I take a little finger, my nail. There it is, my nail. That's how big a dose of ivermectin I take. I put it on a cracker, and I eat it. And it kills bacteria and parasites. My wife and I both do that. We take ivermectin once a week. And we take ivermectin once a week, but I was coming up here. I knew I was going to be around a lot of people. I took some ivermectin before I came here. Can be both a prophylactic, meaning preventative, and it can actually knock out whatever that COVID thing is. And the folks at the CDC is doing everything they can to get that stuff off the shelf. Man, what does that tell you? Joe Rogan. Yeah, Joe Rogan got it. He said he took ivermectin, was good in 3 days, right? Oh, my goodness. So I don't want to beat a dead horse on that. Get some ivermectin.
Coach.
Yes.
Coach, can I jump in here for a second? All right, check this out. My good friend Roland sent me a link the other day. It's a CDC link, all right? It's a CDC.gov. You go to this page. And it is scores and scores of links to studies showing the effectiveness of ivermectin on COVID. All right, this is the CDC on their own website showing the effectiveness of ivermectin. Study after study. You can go to each study and link to it and read it. They're hiding the truth in plain sight, Coach.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link later today, and you can pass it on.
Do you guys remember about a year ago, Dr. Stella Emanuel, remember the black woman from South Africa? I think she's in South Africa. Anyway, you guys all remember that. And she was giving ivermectin to her patients. And she was also casting devils out and all that kind of stuff. And what, boy, they did everything they could to make her look like a fool. And she's saying, listen, it works. I give it to my patients. It works. And they'd like to throw her in a loony bin. Not because she's loony, but they certainly don't want any more doctors talking that way. Now, I know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I'm not going to speak for her. I know that. But because she said that here's the line. She's not a veterinarian. She can't prescribe to you veterinary medicines. She can't do that. But if you do some research, you'll find out it's very safe and very effective. But she can't she can't tell you go get some horse paste. She can't do that. But I got some advice from somebody, and they said, go get some of that horse paste and take it. So
can I share a quick story?
Sure,
Craig.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I popped up. Yes, I looked in Drudge Report, this thing called a guy named Joe Rogan. I don't know who he is, but apparently he is some well-known podcast guy.
Well, he sure is, yes.
So he used Horsewormer dewormer, as you can web search this, and so that's all through the Washington Post. That's on the Washington Post yesterday, and then it said one of the things I read. I think he gets like 90 million downloads, maybe a month or week or whatever. So now the news is out. Okay,
yeah.
So you know, I get horse supplies, right? You know, I got horses, so I went in and I was stocking up, and the lady said, "You know, I had 100 tubes of these Monday. I'm going, it's out, it's gone by Wednesday. Yeah. You know, Thursday. That's like 3 weeks of a 4 week supply for her. Okay, so people know about this. All right,
they do, they do.
And you better get it's the new toilet paper. Okay, that's what it is.
That's right. That's right. And listen, that's why Dr. Sherry was serious last night when she said, let's buy a factory and make ivermectin because it's going away. It is the cure, and it's going to be pulled off the shelves, going to be forced off the shelves. So that's the name of that tune. Talking about ivermectin. All right. What else? I'll just shut up. Somebody wants to come in. Spencer, you got to help me because, of course, I can't see my screen. Go ahead, Michelle.
Morning, Coach. Hi, team. Yesterday, I wanted to ask if you want to open a chapter of your Christian revolution here in South Africa.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I wanted to ask you yesterday if you want to open a chapter of your Christian revolution here in South Africa.
Sure, we do. We believe it's going to go international. Yes, Michelle. So, yeah, you want to get it going? You'll be the one that'll take over. Because, listen, that was one of the things that we really emphasized last night is, well, first of all, let me back up. Hey, Brett, is Brett there? Hey, Steve, is Brett running there? Hey, Brett, how many people did you hear from last night? Heartbreaking stories that people who are about to lose their jobs because they won't take the jab. We had that girl who works for ESPN who came to you last night crying with her young daughter. She'd been with ESPN for 27 years, and she's losing her job because she will not take the vaccine. Right, right, Brett?
The sad part of it is, Coach, everybody had a story, a family member or a child or somebody, but we had 8 people come forward and they're ready to be plaintiffs now.
So folks, this is everywhere. It's touching everybody. It's touching everybody. And Dr. Sherry was very, very clear last night. Man, she's getting better every time I hear her. She's very, very, very clear that if you've taken the shot, your only hope is repentance. That's your only hope, that God will supernaturally intervene, that the vaccine is irreversible. It cannot be reversed. It changes your DNA. It's a spike protein, MMR variant, whatever the heck they call that. It cannot be undone. And so she told, this is hard news to give somebody, right? It's hard news just to look at somebody and say, hey, golly, you're going to be dead here in 6 months. But they might be. They might be dead in 6 months, right? So what do you do? Do you not tell them the truth because you don't want to hurt their feelings? Or do you tell them to fall on their face and repent and ask God to supernaturally intervene? Or more importantly, get your life right with Christ? Because at least if you die, you want to die in the hands of the Lord. And as long as we continue to give people false hope, shame on us. Shame on us. Some of the statistics Dr. Sherry gave last night in regards to the impact and effect of the vaccine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And what do everybody's trying to ban her, right? Everybody's trying to ban Dr. Sherry and everybody. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'll shut. I can't even see my clock. Go ahead. Somebody come in. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Coach. We had Dr. Laura in speak last night.
Yes, sir. How'd that go, man?
Oh, it was great. She spoke for an hour and 17 minutes. We live streamed it. It's on the website. It was phenomenal. And she took, towards the last 20, 30 minutes, she just took question after question after question. It was great. But we promoted Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she put her stamp of approval on it, and we promoted the website, thechristianrevolution.net. I told the people, go look up Sherry Tenpenny. Listen to her. So people that don't have a clue, they don't know.
No, they don't.
But it was good.
Hey, great, great, Jeff. Hey, folks, listen. Please share with, ask your friends to give to thechristianrevolution.net. Now, I'm going to say this again. All of the money that comes into that website goes into a trust fund that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has set up. All right? It's not coming in to line my pockets or line Ohio Brett's pockets. Not that. And we're going to take that money and we're doing a lot of different things with the money, but we're going to get together a committee of people. We'll set up criteria about people who need financial help. Do I want to throw some money I didn't mean that. Do we want to throw some money at Jamie Walton so he doesn't have to sell hats and T-shirts in order to keep in the war? You're daggone right we want to. We want to find the people who are out there actually making a difference, not focus on the family. No, not them, not Frank and Graham. We want to put the money into people who are actually already doing things. And then we're going to actually use some of the money, our aspect of it, our money we're going to use to build the brigades and do around the country training sessions, educate Christians on what on the Constitution and our rights and how to exercise them and give them plans and schemes about how to go. That we want to do this all across the nation. Can you imagine what we could get done if the money was not an object? Now, $100, that may seem like a big donation to some of you out there. Just one time, give $25 a month for 4 weeks. $25 a week for, come on. This, folks, if we don't stand up and fight back against this stuff now, you ain't going to have any money. We ain't going to have a country. This is down and dirty. Ohio Brett, tell the story about what happened in World War II in regards to people giving metal. Can you do that, Brett? Can't hear you, man.
What was the question, Coach?
Tell them about how in World War II, everybody banded together and
gave. Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Hey, in times of trouble and distress in our country, God has always let it on those Christians to be leaders. But in World War II, the call was went out for help. We needed more bullets. We needed more tanks. So each family grabbed some scrap metal and they turned it in. And everybody grabbed just a little bit, handfuls, bucketfuls, truckloads. One family at a time chipped in that scrap metal. Every county, every state in America. And I believe by faith, Coach, that's what's going to happen with the ChristianRevolution.net. $10, $50, $100 or more will be cheerfully chipped in, and we will build that war chest that we will fund good.
But Brett, listen, friends, we are at war now. We just don't understand that we are. And if we wait much longer, we're not going to be able to fight back. That's why this is so critical now that y'all get involved with this. Please, and share it with others. Ask your friends at church. Ask your friends, hey, give some money to this thing, will you? Because, listen, if we push back now against the vaccines, it's going to impact every person in America. It's going to impact every Christian. If we stand up and push back now, it will have an impact that we can't imagine. And if we don't stand up and push back now, we're going to reach the point where we're really not able to do it. I'll quit talking about that, although it's critical that we do it. So the ChristianRevolution.net is now live. Share it with your friends. Share it on Facebook. All that stuff. John Collison raised a hand. Come on in, John.
Hey, Coach. Thanks a lot. Hey, I can vouch for what you're saying there. When it comes to retaining legal counsel, I've never done it for under $1,000. You're looking at least $2,500 to retain anybody. And when it comes time to get that money back after they've done absolutely nothing for you, you'll seldom, if ever, get anything back. This is well worth it.
And we told John, we told people last night, this lady that works for ESPN is losing her job next week. She's losing her job because, folks, did you see this? Urban Meyer, the football coach of Jacksonville, the Jaguars, Urban Meyer stepped in his in doo-doo yesterday because he came out and he admitted that when they cut their roster size, see, they have to cut the number of guys on the team has to be at 53. You can't have any more than 53 guys. And Urban Meyer, in a press conference yesterday, let it out of the bag that some guys were cut from the team because they didn't have a vaccine. You understand that? He said they took that into consideration. If you're on the team or trying to get on the team and you had not taken a vaccine, you were probably on the, unless you're really, really great, you're probably on the chopping block. Folks, that is the ultimate discrimination. Ultimate discrimination. And yeah, we're going to go after them too. All right. Somebody, what time is it here, man? How much time? Oh, I got it. Oh, I got her, baby.
Yes. I don't want to change the subject right now. Go back to the ivermectin. I was I worked in a hospital. I'm a retired medical technologist, and I was arguing with one of our nurses about it. And she says, why would you want to take something that you give to horses? I says, well, so go back and research it. Ivermectin was first used for human treatment, and it was successful in doing what it was doing. But everybody wants to call it a horse medication.
Right, right. It's been used for years and years and years over in Africa. It is what it is. Folks, listen, they don't want you healthy. They don't want you healthy. I don't know why we can't understand that. The same people that have the agenda with the Georgia Guidestones, population being reduced to 500 million, and they don't want you healthy. Now, Dr. Sherry, somebody, maybe Juan told us last night, Robert David Steele, you guys, maybe you've seen some of his videos. He's a former CIA agent. Robert David Steele just died of COVID. And you say, how can that possibly happen? How can that happen? Excuse me. Well, Robert David Steele got COVID and ends up in the hospital. And, of course, he was wide awake, and he knew what his treatment needed to be. But I'm getting this from a pretty good source. Part of the protocol is that if guys get irritable, won't follow orders, then they say that's part of the impact of COVID. So what they did to Robert David Steele, because he wouldn't put his mask on, he wouldn't wear a ventilator, he was in there to be treated, and he was telling him, no, I'm not doing that, no, I'm not doing that, no, I'm not doing that. They secretly drugged him, medicated him, so that he was not very coherent. He was sleeping. They drugged him. And then when they drugged him, they ignored all of his requests for what he didn't want done, put a ventilator on him. They put a ventilator on you, it's going to kill you because it's not a lung issue. It's an issue. They drugged Robert David Steele, knocked him out, and then basically killed him. That's what we heard last night. So you have to be really, really careful. You know, we got to watch out for one another when they go in the hospital. And I go back to Jeff Klein when they saved Ricky. It was only because Jeff and Vicky, Ricky's wife, were in there every day demanding stuff that they didn't kill Ricky. I'm convinced of that, right? So that's the kind of thing we're dealing with. Remember, folks, you either serve the Lord or you serve the devil. Isn't it that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do? So you are either all in serving Jesus Christ, and if you're not all in serving Jesus Christ, then you're observing Lucifer. They say, well, Coach, we're not worshiping. I didn't say you're worshiping. I said you were serving him. And those who are especially in the medical professions and the pharmaceutical professions, folks, they're not about life. They're not about life. They don't want to keep people alive. Have you heard them giving you recommendations? CDC, are they sending out recommendations of the type of vitamins you ought to be taking and the minerals? And are you hearing any of that? No.
Amen.
I've rambled a lot. Somebody come on and ramble with me here.
Debbie Perkins and Coach.
Hey, Debbie. Glasses. Yeah.
Hey, Coach. How do we find out, like, where you're going to be, like, in Dallas? Because I have a whole bunch of people I can bring.
Okay, Debbie, I just got some confirmation on that today. And I'll get it to you. Hang on a minute. Can I flip over to that, Lord? How does that work? Let me go right here and see if I can. I don't want to lose everybody. Hang on, Debbie. I can show you right now. Right here, maybe it would be. Oops. Now my glass. I'm sorry. Somebody talk while I find this thing for you real quick.
Larry?
It says, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I just this don't want you healthy aspect of the government. There is proof of that, folks, right in front of our eyes, and the mainstream media is even covering that proof a little bit. And that is the fact that Fauci and Biden and the whole, quote, leadership crew of the current administration is pushing for the booster vaccinations. And the FDA has not approved those vaccinations as a booster dose yet anywhere. But yet, they don't care about it. They want to accelerate this depopulate the world program that they are in. Anyone who doesn't see it, in my opinion, has put blinders on themselves and choose not to see it.
They're deceived, Larry, that's for sure. Okay, Debbie, listen. Here's what I got. This just came to me this morning. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Wednesday, September 8th. I'll make these available for you guys. Wednesday, September 8th, me and Brett and Dr. Sherry are going to be doing a rally. Wednesday, September 8th in Oklahoma City, 7 o'clock, free admission. Let me see here. I'm sorry. 5 p.m. VIP meet and greet. The Hamilton Event Center, 41 West 144th Circle in Edmond, Oklahoma. That's on September 8th. God, I feel so cheesy doing this on my phone. It says done. And then Thursday, September 9th, we're in Stevens County, Oklahoma. And it's going to be same thing, 7 o'clock, yada, 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 at meet and greet, same thing, at the Stevens County Fair and Expo Center. 202 South 13th Street in Duncan, Oklahoma. That's September 9th. And then we have one in Oklahoma City on September 8th, Oklahoma City. And I'm looking, Debbie, the Dallas one. Where's the Dallas one? I just saw it. Yeah. I'll dig it out for you, sweet. We're coming to Dallas. Cool.
Okay, if you think about it, you can text it to me because I've got family and stuff that I know would donate and all this. Okay. So I want to make sure we get there.
Okay, Debbie, thanks. And these guys, Juan has a real urgency. You know, he's connected in the higher sources than what we are. And he said we have till October 15th. October 15th to really, really push back hard against this. And that's really about all he went into detail about. That's why he's so, Sherry's rightfully so complaining. He's like, I can't change all my schedule and do this. And he says, listen, we got to. So that's what's going on. Somebody join me.
Got about six people in line, Vinny, then Sam.
Okay, just run down on them. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to tell you guys that Pharmakia is a wrap. Understand the enemies, the enemy is after us, and they're going to use every tool to get rid of us. So understand this: the shot is death. Hey, Patrick Kelly, I'm gonna call you out now. You see, you came on our show, and you said what you said. You see, we got you. So anyone coming here trying that crap, we're going to catch you. So don't even try it.
So Dr. Sherry just created all kinds of, yes. She creates all kinds of facts about what's going to happen. Folks, people are going to die. They're going to, it's irreversible. This is irreversible unless there's a miracle from on high for the individual. And some people can take it. It may not affect them right away. And then all of a sudden we get around into the fall. Well, we're almost in the fall. And, the flu season hits, whatever comes, and boom, somebody gets the flu, and your body begins to attack itself. Sherry says it's scientific fact. This is going to happen, friends. This is going to happen. It's hard for us to believe it. That's true. Next one.
Sam, then Jeff.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. You brought up the scrap heap in World War II, and I think this is just fantastic. This bears a little bit more effort. Yes, there was a scrap heap in every neighborhood and in every town in this great nation. And aluminum was in short supply. Steel was in short supply. Anything metal. And people actually also rationed their food. They had posters with the GI out there with his tin cup. And it said, do with less so there's more for them. So everybody conserved in their life and made giving a way of life. And yeah, it started with the junk that was behind their house in the yard, old bed rails and stuff like that. People all brought that and threw it on the scrap heap. But then it got to the point that people were taking the bumper off of their cars. They'd take their bumper off and drive around without a bumper because they put their bumper on the scrap heap for the war effort. And it actually became, in the beginning, those guys were a little bit frowned upon, but before long, it became a fashion statement. You go to Oklahoma, you might even find somebody driving around without a bumper because they're a sower. And it just reminded me of this in the Bible, where two different times in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, people said they had nothing in their house. They had nothing to give. And then the widow said, I have a little oil. I have a little bit of meal, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to die. And she gave that to the Lord's prophet. And then the oil continued on. You know, the Lord did a miracle. Then it happened again in the ministry of Elisha. This woman had nothing, and her kids were about to be sold into slavery to pay her debts. And the prophet said, what do you have in your house? And she said, all I have is a little bit of oil. And she went and borrowed vessels from all the neighborhood and poured oil out of that container until all the vessels were full. Then she sold it, got her debt settled, got her kids saved out of that slavery. It's in 2 Kings chapter 4. Final thing, I sent my assistant Gunner up into the jungle to hang out with the jungle pastors and to just serve them and help them. And they found out real quick that he's an educated person, that he's been to Europe, that he's an attorney, that he has been involved in great cases, that he's studied in the United States. He speaks English and Italian and Indian languages. But he went up there to serve them, and here's what happened. Somebody brought him an offering, and it was an animal. Somebody brought him a goose and said, I want to give this to your ministry because you've been such a blessing to us. When he told me about that, I said, brother, you've arrived. You're a real missionary now. So the Lord is he's re-kickstarting our economy. The Lord's restarting our economy, and the scrap heap mentality is a big part of it.
Amen, Sam. Well said. And when we got thinking about that, that all Americans chipped in for the war effort. Friends, we're at war. We are at war right now, and we have to build our munitions. We got to work together. Hey, real quickly before I forget, Dr. Sherry Ohio Brett and I will be on Hagman tonight. We're going to be live in studio, so you can watch that tonight, and we'll kick off the ChristianRevolution.net on the Hagman report tonight as well. Somebody who's coming in?
Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, a couple things. Three Tractor Supply places yesterday were out of the ivermectin in all forms.
Yep.
And one of the managers said that their main place in Oklahoma is not producing anymore. They're not ordering anymore. So Tractor Supply is going, you know, the other way. Well,
Betty Perkins has found some places to order it online. She's got quite a bit of it. I don't know, Betty, are you here listening? I don't know if she is or not.
Yeah, we need to find that.
I'm in. I got in at 3 or 3:30 this morning.
Oh, wow. You drove home last night.
Yes.
Wow, Betty. So, Betty, if you could real quickly, maybe some place that you found where they could get some ivermectin?
The only one I could find for now was Chess Hire. It's CHESHIRE horse.com.
Cheshirehorse.com.
Cheshirehorse.com. Yeah, and it was like $5.99, and you were limit 12. So if I was you, I'd have one person order from one bedroom and have someone order from the other. You might be able to get them.
Kaboom.
Our horse. So the second thing here, Coach, real quick, is we had a husband and wife. The husband had the Moderna shot. The wife had the Pfizer. They both got sick. They went to the hospital. and tested positive, but they said, so they said, we have COVID-19. They said, no, you don't have COVID-19. You have the Delta variant.
So they're split.
So I'm like, how do they know that? How do they know it's the Delta variant and not COVID-19? And why are they different? Why are they naming it different? Why are they saying no and saying it this? Then a friend of mine in China, you know, I have a lot of connections in China, said that there's a new variant that they're going to come out with or whatever called the Mu, M-U. So I don't know if that's verified or not, but somebody get your ears open on the M-U variant.
See, they trick us with words, folks, right? They call it a variant because what happens to all of the viruses? They mutate. They all do. That's why you have to have a different flu shot every year because it's not the same virus that it was last year. And how long ago did COVID hit? It's been over 2 years since COVID hit. We may have been into the second and third generation of this COVID thing, if it even is really a virus. We don't know. But so when they come out with these new fancy names, the variant, the Delta variant, it's just word games, friends. They're just playing word games with us. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny made it very clear last night that the ones who have been vaccinated are the dangerous ones. The ones who have been vaccinated are spreading it. It's the ones who have been vaccinated that are spreading this Delta variant and everything off of them, folks, through, again, what they call transmission. That's fabulous information she gave us last night. Somebody come on in.
RJ Barnett and then Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, this is awesome. Well, there's no question about it. We're in war. It's a bio war, psychological war.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask if Ohio Brett's on here, when you spoke with Ron last night.
Yes.
I've always understood it's Juan O'Savin. It's kind of a play on a Mexican pronunciation. But he used to come on the Able Danger Hour with Phil McConnell back in the 2015,
yes,
2016 time frame. So,
right.
So did he talk about where he came up with the name Juan O'Savin?
No.
Hey, Randy, no. Juanito did not share that. But he's an amazing man, and what a blessing he is to the Christian Revolution.
he's very private. And from what I understand, he paid our hotels. I mean, he rented the building. He did all that stuff. Now, friends, ask yourself this. If this isn't something big, why would Juan O'Savin, pretty big name in the podcasting world, why would he get in a jet and fly here to be here with us? There's something going on, and it's so much bigger than what we understand. And Juan is concerned about it because he says it's now. It's now. If we don't rise up now, we're not going to. We got to rise up now, and he understands that. And the idea of building an army, a million people, given 50, 100 bucks, and then we have their emails, and then we can connect with them, and then we can mobilize our armies locally. This is so much the vision that I've had with our Salt and Light brigades. It's exactly what I've been trying to do for 20 years, and it's time. Mm-hmm. And it's time.
Hey, Coach, I don't want to interrupt, but I want to say, hey, Coach, I think we found our daddy Soros.
Imagine. Well, not only that, he's connected to others. He's connected to some others, right? But listen, guys, listen, same thing. If people who take George Soros money, they are beholden or owe George Soros, right? I don't want that. I don't want some big high donor telling us what we can and can't do. I want this to be an army of a million people, 2 million people. That will be the power that will turn this whole thing around. And the idea that it's always going to be some big sugar daddy, it's going to fly in, it's going to save us. I mean, that's nice if that happens. But that's not how we're going to win this war. We have to win it individually. We have to win it in Blaisdell, New York, with Surge and those guys in their own local towns. We have to train them and equip them and mobilize them, and we will win. We will win. But we gotta get organized.
All right, Randy, come on in real quick. We got about three people want to try to squeeze in 5 minutes.
Okay, come on, Randy.
Coach, I want to get verified that Juan has credibility. He's been in this fight longer than all of us. But
oh yes.
But Coach, look what God's doing. Coach. This, and I have, listen, I'm getting all this feedback from church people, you know, oh, you don't want to get mixed up with the cues and all that. That's not a God. No, Coach, this is what God's doing. He's pulling those people that want to fight and that would really have the stones and that are going to do something. He's pulling them into his army. Coach, I've talked to Mike Adams. I've talked to Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. I followed Juan Osana. I followed all these, and I have judged them very hard, Coach. I've been really looking for something to pick them apart with. And hey, they may say a bad word now and then, but, Coach, their heart is all in. Their hearts are all in. They are the people God is raising up to do the work, to get the fighters out here. Coach, the church is being left behind, the old dead church, the old horse that can't deliver the Ark of the Covenant, that can't carry that glory of God. It's over, Coach. The people need to see this. And that old system is not working. God is raising up a new thing. These aren't new agers. These aren't people that are weird. These are people that have a heart that loves God, and they are going to be the ones that deliver this thing.
Randy, what are the odds?
I judge it, Coach. I'm hard. I judge things hard. But it says the spiritual man judges all things. And if we will judge things right in the moment and say, God, is that the Holy Spirit? Is that the real thing, or is this not? You got to get in there and feel it, Coach. And people that just want to badmouth this from the outside looking in, they don't want to be part of this. So I'm just saying this, Coach. This is how it is.
Well, amen, Randy. And you can say what you want.
I don't mean to sound glum and dumb. I'm not a glum and dumber, Coach. I'm on God's team with what the Holy Spirit's doing right now in our nation, and it's going to go global. Coach, this is – forget your theology, people. You're killing a lot of people. You got to get in with what the Holy Spirit's doing, despite what you've been taught. You've got to let go of some things because you'll be on the wrong side of this, Coach. I know what I'm talking about, Coach.
Amen. Amen. Who's next? Thanks, Susan, Randy. And Reggie. Susan and Reggie. Reggie be the last one here.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning. You talked about serving the Lord or you're serving the devil. I learned that in a very profound way. We took Pastor Sam skiing on the Mississippi River when he was little, and we were skiing in an off channel that was really, really smooth, but still part of the Mississippi River. And I'm sitting in the water putting my water skis on, back when I could water ski, and I looked over at the bank, and it was moving. And I realized I'm on the Mississippi River, and I'm going 5 miles an hour down toward the dam, whether I know it or intend it or not. So if you're not paddling upstream, you're by definition serving the devil.
Floating, that's right. You're floating down. That's well said. Start paddling. Start paddling. Amen. Reggie.
Good morning. God bless you guys. Randy, just going back what Randy said, we keep saying this because it's true. If you're sitting in your pews, I'm not telling you not to go to church, but if you're sitting there listening to the pastors and going, that's your discernment, you're gonna be so far off and you're gonna be led into the wrong camp. And I'm telling you, it is all the Holy Spirit. But also education. If you choose at this point in time to go to a hospital, be prepared to tell them what to do. Or leave. You have that right, because they're hurting people. I had a friend that just went in. She had pneumonia. They did the exact protocol that they're given by the CDC, Remdesivir. I can never say it. But she fought back. She fought back, and they gave her ivermectin. This was in New Jersey. And also, just so you know, Chewy.com. I just ordered some more this morning at 9:32 a tube.
Okay. Amen. Folks, listen, I got to run. Hagman Report tonight, live and in studio. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, stop. Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.
And we are clear.